You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So do you want to do another one, or are you...
Yeah, I can. I think we can knock one out here.
Okay.
I'd like to be done by 10.
All right, so that's another...
18 minutes.
18 minutes. Okay, fair enough. And we're still recording. Good.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
All right, this is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave. Online, I've got Scott.
Hey.
And what we're doing is we're continuing our list of 140 essential 1980s movies as put out by RottenTomatoes.com. And we are on 129 on that list, and that being Highlander, released in 1986. So this is Christopher Lambert, Sean Connery, and it really gave us an iconic line of "there can be only one." And what I'm, what I'm struggling with a lot of these movies is because I've only seen them once or twice, and so there's a lot of times when I'm going into these conversations where we're talking about these essential movies, I'm like, I don't remember that much of the details. I just remember, as far as for this movie, I remember Sean Connery had a Scottish accent. I remember Christopher Lambert was, I don't want to say, I don't remember if I was that impressed about him, but he was kind of stiff. If I'm kind of remembering a lot of this before, but I remember that there, Clancy Brown was a badass in it. So those are kind of the vague details, but I remember it giving us, a very iconic set of a universe, there being these immortal people, and in order for them to get more powerful, they had to cut off the heads of the other immortals. I remember that being kind of impacting, and this was a movie that kicked it all off.
From another time comes a man of great power.
Talk funny, Nash. Where are you from?
Lots of different places. A warrior of incredible strength.
You've the devil in you.
We've been kinsmen 20 years.
Connor MacLeod was my kinsman. I don't know who you are.
Because you were born different, men will fear you, try to drive you away.
A man uncertain of his future.
What you got here, Brenda, is a guy who's been creeping around since at least 1700.
It's not possible.
And haunted by his past.
Wait a minute, Nash. I want some answers.
You cannot die, MacLeod.
I am Connor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. A
I was born in 1518 in the village of Glenfinnan on the shores of Loch Shiel. I am immortal.
A hero who is about to face his greatest challenge.
You will always be weaker than I.
What can you tell me about a 7-foot lunatic hacking away with a broadsword at 1 o'clock in the morning, New York City, 1985?
Not much.
For he is not alone.
In the end... there can be only one.
Highlander, there can be only one.
Here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've come to be the rulers of you all.
Do you remember much about this one at all?
You know, you're doing such a great job of describing this movie. I'm just going to step back and let you continue to talk about this movie.
Have you seen it before?
Highlander. Landlighter? What?
Oh, please say you've seen it.
I've never seen it.
Never seen Highlander. Wow. Okay.
Not even 5 minutes. Oh, okay. No, I've seen the trailer.
Okay. Oh, man, we're in trouble.
We're in so much trouble
with my vague knowledge of this movie.
And I don't know why it never really hit my radar, you know. It sounds cool. It sounds kind of fun. And, you know, I love Braveheart, and that's Scottish, and they mention Highlanders in that movie. So.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Not in the science fiction realm, like the way this one seems to be going, that you're describing.
Yeah, the premise of this, and I'm going to butcher this because it's been way too long and I haven't done no research whatsoever, is, you know, you have modern times and flashbacks of the life of these immortals and when they've interacted with each other. And I forget why they had to essentially kill each other, but it's like, if you want to associate it to like a vampire, where you get kind of more powerful by maybe, well, vampires don't get more powerful by killing another vampire, but in the Highlander world, that's kind of what has to happen. But I don't think it's like, I don't know what happens to them if they don't kill another immortal. So that part escapes me. I don't remember what the premise of that was. I just remembered that there was a situation where at the end of this situation that they're in, you know, these immortals living among us, only one of them can exist at the end of it. That's all I remember. I just don't remember why that was. Clancy Brown, was it The Kraken? Crap. What the hell is this? I'm going to look this one up. So
I'll tell you what. The only thing I remember about this movie and eventually the series that is that either Liam Neeson or Sean Connery had something to do with it as an actor. I don't know if it was in the first one, but it was somewhere one of those two actors had something to do with it. Highlander series.
Because
there was a series of them. There's a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
And eventually, didn't it eventually become a TV show?
It became
for a while.
Yeah, it became a TV show and, you know, definitely a lot of follow-up movies. And I said Kraken, I meant Kurgan. So the Kurgan was Clancy Brown.
Ah. Yeah, the Kraken is from...
Yeah, I crossed the streams
Greek
big
mythology.
Time there. Yeah.
Greek mythology. That would be from... Clash of the Titans.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. That came out of nowhere, dude.
What? Clash of the Titans?
I was able to pull that one out. I see, like we were talking about the other time when, you know, sometimes you talk about things and you cannot remember them on the spot.
Right.
that was just like completely random. It would have taken me forever to know where the Kraken was.
So
if I was under pressure, it just like, just I opened my mouth and it just, you know.
So what would it take for you to have? What would it take for you to watch Highlander now?
You know,
kind of like where you pushed me into the thing. You know, what if I was so passionate about Highlander? Let's say it was one of those movies that I was like, you cannot go the rest of your days without seeing this movie. It's that much a requirement. And I'm sure there's probably people that would think that way. I'm probably not that voice, because like I said, I'd only seen it once. But yeah, what would make you feel like, okay?
Well, if you put that much weight on it, like I did the thing,
right?
Then I might take your word for it. But you're not selling me on it so far.
Yeah, I didn't think I was.
So, if you had put that much like emphasis on how awesome this movie is, then I might try to squeeze it in. You know, I mean, it took you what, a year to watch the thing?
I think longer than that.
maybe longer.
Yeah.
For, you know, from the first time that we mentioned it back on 80s reboot.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. it was out there for a while.
It was a while back.
It was a thing.
so you know, it might take me a little while to watch it because I have to take my wife's time into consideration. That's the thing. And that's probably you too. I mean, you have to take your wife's time into consideration. Is this something that she's going to want to sit down and watch, or do I have to tackle this by myself?
Right.
And then when do I find that time to take away from her to sit and watch 2 hours of a movie?
Right.
You know, so that makes it tough when we're doing this kind of thing. When we say, you know, you need to watch this movie, you know, it's got to be something that your other half would maybe tolerate too. Or I watch 15, 20 minutes of it at night laying in bed before I doze off, because my wife is very fortunate this way. She can go, she lays down, she says, okay, I'm going to sleep now. And she's out in 30 seconds. And I've actually sat there and timed it, and it's been less than 30 seconds sometimes. I see that, you know, I can see that, you know, her breathing has changed. She's sleeping within like 20 seconds. I'm not kidding.
Nice.
It is freaking ridiculous. And as much as I love her, I hate her for that, because I can't do that at all. I need to completely I think I've talked about this before on other podcasts or other episodes or whatever, that my brain is like Windows. Okay. When you go to shut down, that little wheel just keeps turning and turning and turning and turning.
Yeah.
Turning. It takes forever to shut it down. So I have to find some other way to like remove myself from regular life, daily life. And I need to escape either. Like typically I watch like a TV show that I've seen over and over again, or like The Office or a movie that I've watched before. So that it kind of numbs my brain while I'm laying there in bed to go to sleep.
So would you?
So this is the moment, the 10 or 15 or 20 minutes before I actually doze off, that I'm going to have to watch chunks of a movie. And then what if I don't remember what happened in the first part of the movie? I don't comprehend as much this way either.
But I mean, a movie like, you know, that's like full of action adventure. Would that be like something you haven't seen before? Is that something that would watch for that 10, 15 minutes? Or is there a movie that you would put on at that time period and you were like, crap, now I'm hooked and I can't turn it off and I'm going to watch it to the end?
I don't know. That would have to be a pretty good movie.
Okay.
To hook me.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't know if this would do it for you, because, like I said, there's a lot of cutbacks and interaction with the other immortals, and where Christopher Lambert's character is actually learning to be an immortal, I think. And I think the pacing of it, It's been too long, but I think there's parts of it that aren't chock full of adventure, unlike, you know, what we talked about with, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, this has some, you know, where there isn't a lot of action into it, and there's more character development. So I think, yeah, this probably might be one of those that would be in the danger zone for you, as far as, like, you know, watching it during that specific time period. But I love that the fact that we had a conversation about Highlander and then we started talking about Chrissy's sleep patterns. And people wonder, you know, it's like, you know, what is, how is it that you could do a podcast about a movie that you've never seen? And that's exactly how that happens. It's the ebb and flow of a conversation or the random thought process of what comes up. And you never know what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden you filled an episode, and you're like, what did you really talk about? Oh, well, we talked about, you know, how quickly our wives fall asleep.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So, yeah. And that's another example of me being the tangent king also.
But it works, you know, it works. I was interested in, you know, her evolution of being able to just fall asleep quickly versus your, you know, the way you put it, you know, where you're Windows, and I get it. I get, you know,
she's Apple. I'm Windows. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Apple shut down quickly.
Yeah, it seems like they do.
Okay.
The ones that I've experienced.
All right.
I really don't know them that well, but the few that I've seen, they just don't seem to
kind of
take as much effort. boot up and shut down. Both ways. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm most...
Now, boot up.
Yeah.
Boot up's the other way for me. I'm not like Windows at all when I wake up in the morning. Like, when my eyes open, I'm on, man. I'm going. My mind is, like, racing. That's why I can't go to sleep at night.
Wow. So we should be podcasting first thing in the morning.
Oh, dude. I'd be all over it.
That's not going to happen. I need some coffee.
Yeah, because you're an hour behind me, buddy.
Yeah. I need some.
My 7 o'clock is your 6 o'clock, so.
Yeah.
Or even earlier, you know, if I'm up at 6, yeah. Which, you know, it happens.
Yeah, I couldn't do a pre-coffee podcast. There's no way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I don't know. I don't know if there's no way, but I don't know if I would be. Yeah, that would be weird. That would be weird to think about. Because I know that I've had people that had to wake me up, like, when there were, like, problems at work or whatever, and it was, like, overnight work, and somebody was reaching out to me to let me know something's going on. And in my brain, it was taking them way too long for me to comprehend what they were trying to tell me. And I could only imagine how that would translate into a podcast. You know, it was like, what did you say? What? No, tell me again.
Yeah, see, there's a rule in our house. Chrissy, the rule is, I mean, these are the rules that Chrissy made because my mind would never think of this. There's no questions after 9 p.m. or before 8 a.m. No questions allowed. Because her brain doesn't start going until 8 o'clock. Like, you know, she has to have her cup of coffee. She needs to, you know, she wakes up and she kind of gets rolling. It's I'm up. I'm like, hey, did you think about this? I need to talk to you about this. Hell, what do you think of me changing these blinds out on this back window? She's like, dude, it's like 7:20. What the hell are you talking about?
Wow.
Welcome to my world, my friend.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to deal with that either.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, and that's what really gets frustrating when we had Molly, you know, before we sent her over the Rainbow Bridge a few weeks back. At the end, she was getting up, you know, she was waking me up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Well, if I wake up in the middle of the night, guess what? Lights are on, baby.
Wow.
It's really difficult to go back to sleep because my brain starts going. I start thinking about stuff I got to get done or, you know, whatever. There's always something to think about.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's really hard to shut down. So anyway, enough about me.
Alrighty.
How about them Bears?
The Bears. Go Cubs.
Oh, hey, I got to talk to you coming up soon about our trip coming up north.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's wrap up the Highlander here.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's what we were talking about, Highlander.
We're still talking about Highlander. We're still in the middle of an episode. Not in the middle, but at the end of it. Okay. So, yeah.
Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other and have a good whatever.
I'm going to say don't be shitty.
Don't be shitty? Yeah, don't be a jerk. Let's do that. Yeah, just don't be a jerk to people. All right. So, bye.
Good night.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 And next up, we'll be talking about... actually, I don't even know how to really spin this. We'll just say The Toxic Avenger.
Oh, really?
128.
Wow.